This is TWiT.
A senior Yahoo executive got the chance to grill the NSA director, Admiral Mike Rogers, about the agency's surveillance practices. Joining us to talk about this exchange and also about comments made by Rogers at a public forum yesterday is Tom Risen, a reporter for U.S. News and World Report. Welcome to you, Tom Risen.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yes, I was there yesterday when NSA Director Rogers was speaking to the New America Foundation Cybersecurity Conference here in Washington, D.C. And there was quite a lot of questions about not just cybersecurity, but surveillance, because you have the head of the National Security Agency on a stage in front of you. So I asked him whether the NSA engaged in spyware, as some reports have said, and he wouldn't comment on that. But then Yahoo's chief information officer, security information officer, Alex Stamos, got up and he quizzed him and said, he referred to statements that he made about FBI Director Comey saying that there was a need for government to crack encrypted communications so that they could monitor for crime and terrorism. And Director Rogers was also trying to maneuver his way through that question, that he was broadly in favor of breaking encryption on web servers. But he and some others there pointed out that there's no secure way to do that without damaging broader cybersecurity. And there's also no legal way to do it, because if you have a program that everybody knows the government is going to be watching, nobody's going to use it. So he faced a lot of questions about how the government can walk this line of monitoring communications without breaking the law, without damaging networks.
Well, you said that the Snowden revelations created blind spots in what the NSA was doing. Can you explain a little bit more about what he said about that? Those blind spots, what those mean?
I wish I could, because every government security official says this. They say the Snowden revelations have damaged security. They say that the NSA surveillance program is a key part of our intelligence gathering. And everyone does it. It is part of the modern world we live in, where we need to monitor where people are. They're on the internet. But they say that Snowden's revelations have damaged security and endangered lives without giving any evidence. So he just says there's blind spots. A CNN reporter was quizzing him on, trying to get him to open up about that, and he didn't give any specifics. He just said there's blind spots. He says surveillance is not the end-all be-all of intelligence gathering, but it is an important part of how the U.S. does spying. So I wish I could explain more.
It's clear that he's using all of his Naval Academy training to evade questions. It was an amazing and brilliant dodging of many of the hardest questions that people were throwing at him from all quarters. Now, I want to return just briefly to Yahoo's chief information security officer, Alex Stamos, and his comments. And the reason for that is that I really liked the thrust of where he was going with those questions. Essentially, what he was saying was that, you're asking for U.S. companies to do X, Y, and Z, provide backdoors, whatever it is. Do you want us to provide those to China as well, and Iran and all these other countries, number one? Or do you want us to be in the position of saying, okay, you're a good country and you're a bad country, and we're going to play ball with this country but not that country? I love that line of questioning, because I think that also applies to what's happening in Europe with the right to be forgotten. Europe wants the right to censor search results globally and based on European norms and laws. And my question to the European regulators would be, okay, so does China get to censor globally? Does Iran get to censor globally? Does North Korea and Pakistan get to censor globally? Or is it just the Europeans get to censor globally? And I think this is the key thing, that censoring and surveilling and eavesdropping governments around the world have to deal with. These are international companies that deal with every single country. And if they're playing favorites between nations, they're going to get booted out of those countries, and that's not good for anyone. So if you could just talk a little bit about that, and I imagine that Admiral Rogers' response was a non-response, but can you go into a little bit of detail about that part of the exchange?
Yeah, Admiral Rogers was asked by Stamos about, how this is kind of a double standard. If, the United States gets to do it, that sets a bad example for other countries that might consider doing it. There's a lot of talk about internet governance, about how countries get to work with foreign technology companies, whether they can require them to have data based in their country so that they have legal control over it, whether censorship, as you mentioned, or privacy regulations, as you mentioned. And Yahoo has been around Yahoo's been around longer than Google, so they've been thinking about this. They had to deal with this with China a number of years ago, and so Yahoo is very well versed in this dilemma. And he was kind of saying, you know, so he was pointing out to him this double standard about the United States says that it's okay to surveil networks, but you haven't thought about the international implications.
Well, Tom, you said at the beginning of our interview that you asked him about spyware and whether the government was putting spyware on our computers or on our devices, as Kaspersky reported last week. And he avoided the question, but he said we're doing everything under the law. Is he saying that's legal for them to do that?
Well, they've got legal basis, like, you know, the NSA cites the Patriot Act Section 215 as authority that gives them the right to monitor domestic networks. And there's also the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. Every time they need to monitor networks, they go to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court and ask them to sign off on it. But the court has been criticized as giving a rubber stamp to government. Almost every time they ask, they almost always say yes. So this is that's another tricky way that government officials answer questions. They say that they have the legal right to do it, but they have a very, if you got a lawyer to sit down and looked at some of these regulations, you would wonder whether they are interpreting them too broadly or whether they actually have this right, or maybe they just claim that it gives them the right because nobody's around to challenge it.